The Kingston Chamber of Commerce has released their Kingston City Council report card for the third quarter of 2023. The report card is a document that was just launched this year and provides a summary of business-related decisions which come before council throughout each quarter. Each decision made by council is marked with one of three colors depending on its impact on Kingston's local businesses. Green marks positive outcomes, yellow marks potential concerns, and red marks negative outcomes. This most recent report card covers July, August, and September of 2023. Only 5 business-related motions came before council, in comparison to 13 in their second report. Of those motions, 2 were marked green, 2 were marked yellow, and 1 was marked red. The overall rating for the quarter was yellow. The one red decision was council voting in favor of spending $100,000 to study the idea of a vacant home tax. Explaining the red ranking, the report argues, quote, "At a time when vacancy rates are at record lows in Kingston and where home ownership costs are increasing steadily due to higher interest, material costs, and labor costs, this does not seem like a wise use of resources and time," which again could serve to simply penalize landlords who have a portfolio that includes vacant properties, end quote. 2 major concerns pointed out in the summary of the report were items that were not discussed by council during the quarter. For the first issue, the report states, quote, "One issue that continues to concern us, yet has seemingly not received significant attention at council in recent months, is the family doctor shortage. It has been many months since there was an update on the proposed clinic at the former St. Mary's of the Lake Hospital, and it's unclear if plans are in the works should the Ontario Ministry of Health reject these plans," end quote. The second issue they wish to see discussed by council in the coming months is the city's new patio bylaws, set to be implemented in spring of 2024. Included in the proposed changes, the city will no longer allow wooden tables on patios, restrict the type of umbrellas restaurants can have on their patios, and require them to close by 11 p.m. The chamber hopes to see large changes made to these bylaws before their implementation. After the next few months, the chamber will release their final 2023 report and wrap up their first year of report cards.